I know, it just doesn't feel right to let myself in. She sweeps her hair over her shoulder and reaches both arms out for Jazzy. How's my girl? She just had dinner. I hand over our daughter, but don't mention that I gave her spaghetti. That would be asking for an argument. Another tooth broke through a couple nights ago. She's a much happier girl now.
I bet she is.
We went to the park this morning, and she took a 2-hour nap this afternoon, so she should be in good shape until bedtime. Olivia beams at Jasmine as she snuggles her against her chest, and the sight makes my throat go thick. Family. That's what we should be. That's what Jazzy deserves. Olivia Crow is the mother of my child, and for a long time, I wanted her to be more. When the Gulf Gators signed me after graduation as an undrafted free agent, I moved Olivia to Florida so I wouldn't miss Jasmine growing up. Sometime during the last year, I've accepted that she's never going to see me the way I've always seen her, but acceptance doesn't mean the sting has gone away. She should have plenty of diapers in the bag. I nod toward the bag on the floor. I packed enough good outfits for the weekend, and a few extras, too. I think she has a couple more teeth trying to break through. So if she gets cranky, go ahead and give her some Motrin.
Keegan, I'm her mother.
She sighs heavily.
Calm down. I can handle 3 nights with my baby.
I wasn't trying to imply.
But you did.
She shakes her head and reaches out to disentangle Jasmine's hand from her hair.
I don't want to fight. Just go be with your boys and have a good weekend. Tell the crew I said hi.
I frown. You could come, you know. They invited you for a reason. She waves away the suggestion and stoops to grab the diaper bag.
Have fun and relax. You deserve it.
I nod. I will. Thanks. Hey, babe, are you coming? We both turn toward the door to see my quarterback, Dre Olson. His face goes pale as he spots me. Well, fuck, isn't this awkward? I lift my chin. Hey, Dre. I look to Olivia, and judging by the way she grimaces, I'm sure the question is in my eyes, or, at the very least, what the fuck is written all over my face. Sorry, man. I didn't know you'd be here. I thought she was picking her up from the nanny. I smile, but my teeth grit together. Olivia started dating Dre shortly after I moved her down here. I was trying not to push her into a relationship she wasn't ready for, but I thought we were on the same page, that we'd live together and see if we could give our relationship a go. I rented this beachfront condo that stretched the limits of even my NFL salary, and though we weren't officially a couple, I thought our relationship was moving in the right direction. Just like the beginning of our relationship, she was doing just enough to keep me on the hook while keeping me at an arm's length. I found out, in the most awkward way possible, that she was fucking my quarterback. Let's just say the locker room isn't the only context in which I can say I've seen Dre's bare ass. I turn to Dre, the quarterback, the dream man in Olivia's eyes. Do you think you could give us a couple of minutes?
Sure, man.
He turns to Olivia. I'll be in the car. She watches him go before turning back to me. You're keeping Jazzy at Dre's this weekend?
Where did you think I was keeping her?
I turn up my palms. I don't know. Maybe that fancy apartment I pay for? She frowns.
I didn't think it would be a big deal.
It is a big deal. Anything that has to do with Jazz will always be a big deal to me. Okay, Liv? I drag a hand through my hair. You picked him. I can deal with that. I've had 6 months to deal with that. But she's my daughter, and I deserve to know who she's going to be spending her time with. Olivia nods.
Okay, I'm sorry.
She cuts her eyes away from mine, and I watch as they fill with tears.
I'm just trying to have a normal life.
I feel like an ass. A never good enough, discarded for the better guy with the bigger salary asshole.
Just keep me in the loop, okay?
Nodding, she lifts onto her toes and presses a kiss to my cheek.
Okay. Thanks, Keeg. You know I love you, right?